This is Dorothy Papadakis, and I'm a silent film organist, and I'll be accompanying the silent movie Nosferatu, 1923 German expressionist version of Dracula.
You have an accomplished career. You're known as a performer and a composer, but what attracts you about performing alongside a silent film?
I love old movies, just like you do. I'm crazy for them. And I love the dynamic of, well, I'm an improviser, and I love the dynamic of music in the moment. And with the movies, there's this three-way relationship going between me, the live audience, and the actors. And the cool thing is most of today's audiences have never experienced these movies live. And it's amazing to see this art that's like 90 years old, still getting people scared, still making them laugh. That's why I do it. I have fun because it's never the same. It's always different.
Well, that's an interesting angle to explore, because I think that a lot of people would assume that you are working from a score, but that's not the case, huh?
No. And just like in the old days, the pianists and organists who accompanied the old movies were improvising. And I do have themes that I've written for each of the characters. Nosferatu, he's got his theme. The young lovers have their theme. But, you know, the movie's 93 minutes. And so I take those themes and weave them around. And it's, I'd say, 98% improvisation the entire evening.
Give us an example of one way that an audience has influenced you to perform differently.
This happens mostly with Phantom of the Opera, the Lon Chaney film from 1929. I'll never forget the first time I performed that film for a teen audience. They completely, maybe it's because of their age, they went straight for the heart of the Phantom being the outsider and the prejudice against him and his unrequited love and his broken heart. And the teens just didn't laugh at all. They totally were caught up in the tragedy of it. Whereas when I do it for adult audiences who are a little more jaded and older and cynical, you know, they're cracking up at the funny, melodramatic gestures that the actors are making. So that's when I really first learned, that was years ago, like, oh boy, the audience drives my improvisations every single performance.
Well, there may be qualities about the Phantom of the Opera that would make him a sympathetic or romantic character, but that's not really true with Nosferatu, is it?
Oh no, this is no Edward Cullen, no. Yeah, if this vampire bites you, you're toast. He's frightening. In fact, I waited many, many years to do Nosferatu. I just didn't want him in my psyche. I'm serious. But once I got to know him in the film and just started to get past his creepiness, I have this great mask, and so I actually sometimes will just talk to the mask before a show just to kind of, you know.
So you dress
keep
up
it light.
As Nosferatu?
I do. I had this custom-made mask. It's this fabulous all-head rubber mask. And then I wear this really cool black Dracula jacket with terrific claws, and I walk in the back as they're introducing me and shake hands with the audience. And they oh, it's interesting, some of the reactions I get. And then I, you know, sometimes will look closely at someone's neck and then turn around and give the audience the thumbs up. So that kind of gets a laugh.
So now you have come to terms with Nosferatu as a character.
I have, yes. We have an understanding, yes.
Well, after getting a chance to view this classic film so many times, what have you learned about it? What would you tell someone who's never seen Nosferatu in terms of what to expect?
You know, the director, F.W. Murnau, this is 1923 Germany, he tried to acquire the rights from Bram Stoker's widow, and she said no. So he decided to go ahead anyway and just change enough details in the story to see if he could get away with it. And as you know, he didn't. The Bram Stoker's widow sued for copyright infringement, and she won. And so the court ordered all prints of Nosferatu to be burned. Well, by then, one happily made it across the sea to Hollywood. So that's why we have it today. So a lot of film historians believe if it hadn't been for Nosferatu, Bram Stoker's Dracula may not have come to the fore as strongly and as quickly as it did, because Nosferatu really kicked off the whole vampire craze.